One day, I was in the paddock ignoring the circus. And I could see people waving at us from the side of the paddock. You know, they're all screaming and waving. And the police car came into the paddock and they hustled us into the police car. The lions had escaped from the circus. It's true. Many years later, I was on tour with Cold Chisel doing circus animals. All right? Good record. You know, we were one of the acts in the circus, which was good because we belonged in cages. We're fucking animals, you know? After one of the shows, I was drinking in the pub with the circus blokes, as you do, and I told this story. And a couple of the guys went, "We were working on that circus. We can tell you the real story." And I thought, fantastic. So the story was, apparently, the lion tamer was a cruel, cruel fella. He used to beat the lions senseless. He'd starve them, right? He was a bad drunk, apparently. And they tried to get him, you know, straighten up. They couldn't do it because he used to hide his bottle inside the lion's cage. This day, the lion tamer was at the pub across the road from the hostel. And I don't know whether he got so drunk that he got sloppy or he got too confident, but he came back and he went to get his bottle from the lion's cage. And he must have opened the door up a little bit too much. And the lions pounced on him. They ripped him to shreds, killed him, right? So I've got this picture again in my head of the lions running through the fields with the wind blowing in their manes and the blood of their tormentors on their lips. And for a while, they were lions again. They were free.